It's difficult to say because this is a slow and methodical approach by the Syrian Democratic Forces, and mainly because, again, the ISIS fighters we see are living underground and using these connecting tunnels. They've also built some berms and some ditches as well, and then they have pretty much booby traps almost every step of the way, every corner you turn. So it has to be slow and methodical, not your normal, ground-to-ground fighting, which makes it difficult. And we also have seen that a lot of suicide vests are in hand, and they will detonate those rather than be taken alive. So it's a very difficult fighting, but the SDF is doing a very good job.
We engaged with you recently on email because ISIS had claimed that there had been some American U.S. troops killed in some operation there, and I believe you said that was absolutely false. Would you clarify for us what happened?
That is completely false. There's a lot of misinformation going on in this region with different malign actors. And trust me, if any U.S. soldiers were either injured or killed, America would be the first to know about it. And there's no way that happened the way they said, not even close. So they're just making up a lot of stories.
And what was it that they were claiming?
Basically, they're claiming that they came upon an American convoy or a coalition convoy and engaged with them and threw IEDs. I think anywhere from 3 to 15 killed, if depending on what false story you want to read. But again, that never happened at all. Actually, the vehicle hit something that blew a tire, and that was the extent of it. So like I mentioned, there's a lot of misinformation going on in this area, so you have to be very careful what you read.
Does that suggest to you some level of desperation on ISIS's part to try to claim a blown tire as a fatality?
Absolutely. They still know that they have some followers. They have to seem like they're militarily relevant. And that's also why you see a few small pockets of them, not just in Syria, but in Iraq as well, trying to cause trouble and making it seem like they're a big threat here when in reality they're really not.
So give us a sense of what your next phase or steps are as you continue your operation.
Well, this is phase three of Operation Roundup to defeat the final remnants of ISIS in the Middle Euphrates River Valley. There is a stage four, which is stability, but we have not reached that stage yet because, again, the Middle Euphrates River Valley is where we see the most ISIS fighters. And as I mentioned, it's a difficult fight. These fighters are not going away easy. They're fighting to the end. We're seeing a lot of foreign terrorist fighters in the group, and quite frankly, they have nowhere else to go. They can't go back to their homelands, and they definitely cannot blend in with the Iraqi or Syrian population if they did escape the area. So it's a fight to the end, and we know they still have some weapons and military capabilities. And one thing you don't want to do is take your enemy for granted, and we're definitely not doing that.
Colonel Sean Ryan, spokesman for Operation Inherent Resolve. J.J. Green, WTOP News.